Before we go right there, we didn't actually finish the Gemara. Even more than we did do. So I'm not going to go read the whole Tosfos. We already spoke it out, basically, most of it. So if I go back and read the whole Tosfos, I might be accused of flogging a dead horse. So, but just as one point that I have to mention in Tosfos, okay, and that is the wide lines over there. Tosfos says, says, "Miu kishamad baal chavis, chayev baal kaira, afil v'shneim v'shus, kivan shasa kol ahezik." The dafka mishum tevayu kedodin inu patrino lei. But if the amad baal chavis, we discussed this case. If the amad baal chavis, then. It was Amad Baal Chavis, then he then the other guy did the whole hezek, right? The whole Ptur, the way Ptur is known as Havayu. The Ptur is because the Baal Chavis is involved in the hezek. Like Damil Amad Baal Chavis, the Masnisin, the Chivon, the Hu, so Ptur is Baz, why in the Mishnah does it say Amad Baal Chavis? So even though the Baal Chav is not involved in the Hezek, so why is the Baal Chav is Pater? Why is the Baal Kara Pater that rams him? Chiman Shehu Yada Sheba Achra Baal Kara Noise the Kishulda Pasha Ba Mida Kedepirash Di Masnisen. Tais says, since he knew the guy that was Tais, the first Tais says that it's talking about the Kara is Kishulda, the Kolda that's behind the Kara that's behind. The Baal Chavis is Kishulda. It's like ancient history, trying to remember that Taisus. So Taisus, the Baal Chavis is Parshaya. Now, what does Taisus Chav Zayin and Bey say about this case? What is the famous sheet of Taisus Chav Zayin and Bey? Shimmy's potter over there. What's Tyson's famous sheet of Zion and Bays?
Einus King Ginev. Yes, Einus Gomer.
The Einus Gomer's Adamul Ailam does not apply to Einus Gomer.
Or Einus King Ginev.
King Ginev. And Tyson brings a number of riots. One of them is our Mishnah. That was the one question everyone got good on the test. Huh? So what's Taiz's Raya?
Oh. I think
you're the only guy that did that.
Oh, Baal Chavis.
Yeah, Mom, my Baal Chavis, and Shmuel Chavis, Makara, Potter. Kshu King Ganeva.
You did the first four things, so by definition, you did it. Well.
So I just King Ganeva.
Nice try, man. Hello, what? He brings a right from our Mishnah that the Chavis is walking in front, he stops still. So Baal Kara rams him, he's potter. The Torah says, why? Because it's an Ainus. It's a Ptur Ainus. And we said, so was the Ramban answer to that?
He did it himself.
It's a Pshir, then is it? So our Torah is over here, what's he saying? The Pshir and Nizik. The Shitasai. He sure is that Pashir. There's a Ptur of Ainus.
Which one?
The tail end of Taizer Masal Tarvayim, the last line. So that's a Ha'or and Taizvis, which Baruch Ber deals with. He tries to make the two together, that he's an Einis because he's a Pesheya. I didn't really quite get what he was saying. But upon him, Taizvis here seems to be learning in the case of the Mishnah differently than he does on that Chav Zayin. I think God is going to be negated in the Taizvis, their Masal of Ha'acha. As well, so we'll see when we get there. But upon the ha'ara must be made. And Tais over here is saying the Ptur is Pshias and Nizik. He says the Baal Chavis was Pesheya in the fact that he stopped. Okay? And that's why the Baal Kair is Pater. Not like he says a Chav Zayin, that it's a Ptur of Ainus. Okay. Now, let's read the Gemara of Ainus.
Baal Chavis was forward, was in front of this case.
What? The case is the Baal Chavis, I said. Baal Chavis is first, Baal Kara is second, the Baal Chavis stops short, Baal Kara rams him, Misha says, he's bug. Now, so we're actually middle of the Gemara. The Gemara said, like, again, back to the Gemara's question, Maskish Tashamita. We say the Barley Yunei not. The Gemara tried Migaraya from the Mishnah. Zer Shislal. The first case of the Mishnah, Zer Shislal, Zer Shislal. The Rava said, no, over there, it's Tarvaya Kadadi Ninu. Hacha iu kavet maisa vehi loy. Now, again, we had two malchim the Rishonim. What does the Gemara mean? Tosfos learns it means that since in the Mishnah, when they were head on, said Baal Chavis contributed to the Hezek, that's why he's Pater. Tosfos and Rashi. And we had the Tosfos written of Mem Ches. And Talmud Bere Tam and our Sugya learns what's the shore?
There's
a Nizik. There's a Pshias and Nizik. In fact, the Gemara Vahiloi, Iukov Mais Vahiloi. In fact, Gemara Vaksiv, and Nichrus on the Fasha is Haoisois, Mikarev Amam. That when it says on the Fasha is Haoisois, that both the man and the woman that are Mizana get killed, and it says Oisois. Saki tell him it's not a Maisa. The Gemara Hanol Tabar Islu. Ihu Maisa Hu Dika Ovid. So they both have a known. That's why they're both chayim. But he's the only one that's a Maisa. Now, granted, the Talmud and Tam asked a very nice kasha on his own pshat, and he blamed Shver. Because according to his pshat and to his rit pshat, then what's the Gemara's question? It says in the Fash the Yisoyis. But if the whole Yisoyid of the Ptur is Pshias HaNizik, and that's why in the Mishnah we say that Potter, the Mishnah we say the Balkar is Potter because the Baal Chavis was Pesheya, and that doesn't apply to Tashma Mita. So then it could be in the Fash the Yisoyis all you want. It could be in Fahim Bismarck in the Fash the Yisoyis, but who cares? Saif Kosaif, she's not Pesheya. Saif Kosaif, technically we said there only he did the Maisa here, they both did the Maisa, but according to Talmud at the Rebbe Tam, the point is not who did the Maisa, the point is who's Pesheya. So therefore, effectively, he just bombed Kasha on himself. Then what's the Maras Kasha in the Farsha Isa? Mamash bombed Kasha. What does the Farsha Isa do with anything? Saif Kosaif. It's considered a Maisa. But Saif Kosaif, she didn't do anything wrong. He's the one that was Pesheya. Mamash Pelad Kasha. He doesn't answer. Very sure. I'll say once more. Quickly. I'm saying once more quickly. The Kasha is, according to Matam Bertam, that the reason why the Gemara is Mechalik between our Mishnah and the Baal Kar is Potter and the case of Tashemita was saying Yishmichayim is because in the case of the Mishnah the Baal Chavis is Peshay, in the case of Tashemita she's not Peshay. That's the Gemara's parents. So then what's Gemara's Kasha? She did a Maisa. So what? So she's not Peshay. She did a Maisa to be Chayiv for Farayis. Consider she did a Maisa. But the issue is not Maisa, not Maisa. But according to Tosfos and Rashi, the issue is did she do a Maisa or she didn't do a Maisa? The Baal Chavis did a Maisa. He ran the Baal Kar. He did a Maisa. Tasha Mika, she didn't do a Maisa. In fact, you know what I mean? The Gemara says the Bash Raisa. It's because she didn't do a Maisa. She's part of it. So that makes sense. But according to the Rebbe Tam and the Tosfos Rit, the problem, the reason the Mishnah White popped is because she's an Izzy. And the reason over here the Gemara says is because she wasn't Pesheya. He did it, he messed up, not her. Right? So what's the Gemara's Kasha? The Fasha saw Isaac. And she did a Maisa. And she's Chai Misa for doing a Maisa. But so goes up. And what happened over here, the husband heard her, she still wasn't Pesheya. That's his Kasha. Now, in the Etzim Gemara, and it's the Geshe Gontaiz also, there's a very, very important question over here, which is not so much a Geitar Sugya, but it's the biggest side anyway. And that is, the Gemara seems to say at first glance, Hanol Tabayu Isleis. Why is she Chayiv? Because of Hanol. Even though there's no Maisa, but there's Hanol. Now, there's a number of Achrayinim from, you know, Rabbi Baruch Ber to Rabbi Yisrael Engel on the opposite end of the spectrum. Baruch Ber is Baruch Ber. Litvish or Shiva, Spitz, Litvak. Yeah. The raise angle is Spitz Pilish, if you know the difference. But anyway, the point is. Okay, the point is, both of them, Shnei Nevim, Misnab, Misidin, Echad, and they both say that there's a fundamental difference between the Issa of Arayas and other Yisurim. Arayas and Issa Achila. Because the Gemara says, Misasik, B'chalovim, V'arayas, Chayiv, Shekeinen. If someone, I'll translate.
No, we had it way back.
Oh, what?
It's like sheer down.
Oh, we had this about the reverse angle. We had. Oh, we did. Could be. Fine, maybe. I don't remember. Sugim is asking in the beginning of the last parak.
Way back.
Yeah, it's way back. Okay, so Masasik Bechalom Rais Chayav Shekeinena. Meaning, in Kol Tarakula, right? In on Shabbos, if you try to cut this, you cut something else, your potter, it's called Masasik, because you didn't intend to do what you did. Mashenki by Rais, or Achila, Yechayav. Okay? And the word is, why Shekeinena? So, Baruch Ber, Riz Vangel says, the pshat is, that, because what is Masasik? Massage is a turn to Maisa. If I didn't intend to do it, it's not my Maisa. Mashenki by Arayas. Arayas is a Zana. Arayas and Isra Achila. Yeah? The Isra Zana. It's not the Maisa Achila. It's not the Maisa B. Maisa B that's Osir. It's Zana that's Osir. Yeah? So Mela, even though you're Misasik, so it's not called your Maisa. Yeah, it's not your action. But it's not the action that's awesome. It's another. You derive from the action that's awesome. Mamela, you are chayiv, even though you're misasik. You didn't intend to do the action, but still we say you're chayiv.
So you could have a case where technically an isha wouldn't be able to feel anything. It wouldn't be necessary.
Oh, whatever. You read it. So, and Benson, they want to say the raya is from this Gemara. The Beisvei talks about our Gemara. Gemara says that even though Hanol Tavayu Islahu Ihu Maisa Hu Dekavit, only he does the Maisa, but the Hanol is for both of them. They both have Hanol. So what do we see? That the Isser is the Hanol. The reason why a woman is Chayiv. In B, even though she didn't do a Maisa, the answer is, why is she Chayiv? Because she had Hanol. She had pleasure. That's the Isser. The Isser is the pleasure, not the Maisa. So Mela, that's the right of this Gemara. For that he said. Looks like you're missing something basic.
I'll ask you.
Okay.
In the case of four, she was Misasa. Okay, so that?
What's the case of Misasa by Reyes?
Yeah, but...
I don't know, a guy who meant to live with his wife, he ended up living with his daughter.
I don't know.
It was a switch. You can work out and see as everyone.
Well, a man rips somebody else.
What?
I'm talking about where a man rips.
I'm not talking about raping anyone. I'm talking about Misasik. He meant to live with his wife. He ended up living with somebody else.
Yaakov.
Okay. Whatever. Now. No, because there. That mice he wanted to do. Meaning, the switch. Meaning, he didn't want to do this mice. Not you didn't know what. That's Shaggy. Not knowing. Thinking it was your wife and it ended up being ordered at somebody else. That's Shaggy, that's not Misasik. Misasik, well, you didn't intend to do the Maisa. Misasik is that I wanted to do this and I ended up doing it somebody else. That's Misasik.
Okay.
I went into the wrong bed. Anyway. So the problem is that if you look at Taisus, so we learn Taisus also sometimes. Taisa says, "You ovid ma'isa zok taisus humiyu meinian chatos leinian malchus chayeves." Because Taisa is bothered by Akasha. If we're telling us, if we're saying that only he did the ma'isa, not her, then for crying out loud, why is she chayev chatos? Why is she have to bring a carbon b'shaygig? And why she get malchus amazing? If she didn't do a ma'isa, zok taisus, the rachmana achshevei lehana ma'isa. says, what's his teretz? That the Torah consider the hanah as if it's a ma'isa.
What?
It's not. But the Torah, in this case, the Torah considers the hanah like a ma'isa. Since the what?
Since it does
by the Torah, what's that? By the Torah saying the fasha is ha'oisais, right? The active parties, the nefashos, plural. Two people that the oisais, they both did it, right? I mean, they did it. I didn't do it, she didn't do it. Tarot says she did it because she had an honor. Torah considers the honor like a maisa. Yeah? So, Zuck the Snipler, that based on this taisvis, he see, now it's not a maisa angle. In other words, if the iser is just the honor, and the reason why Chayiv is for the honor, then what Taisa is saying? Taisa is saying that because the Taisa is saying that the Torah said the Torah viewed the Hana like a Maisa. So it's not just that the Hana is the end game. The Hana is the end game. Even there was no Maisa, we had to know that the history is the Hana. Right? Taisa is saying that that's not enough. It's not enough. The Pshat is that the Torah viewed the Hana kiyu, it's a Maisa. So Mela, so we see it's not just that. If this was just the Anor, then why does Tarsus need to make the Anor the Maisa? This is the Anor. This is the Anor. Elamai, no. By Raya's also this is the Maisa. By Raya's also the Issa is the Maisa. Yeah? Elamai, the Chiddush of the Pasuk again, the Torah views the Anor. Since she got pleasure, so the Torah says it's ki'il she did a ma'isa. But the accident, the iser is the ma'isa. The hanah is as if it's the ma'isa. But in a kosher base of angle, the iser is the hanah. Now you don't need a ma'isa. That's what Ms. Asik is chayav. You don't need a ma'isa. The iser is the hanah. That's the iser starts and ends with the hanah.
And what? These two are different just because stam resulting.
Because the issur is just the hana, and therefore the ma'is is irrelevant. So the fact that you're misasik is irrelevant because you had hana. No, so has he learned why those are that? I don't know what does that. Why? Maybe this is psukim. I don't know what does that. I don't think he deals with that question. Rakban, the guy, our Gemara, if he's saying wants to bring right from our Gemara. So there, from Taisus, the Chayes Mash, we're not like that. Taisus Mash, be'etzim you need a ma'isa. Be'etzim you need a ma'isa. Nervos, the hanah is like a ma'isa, Taisus says. It means it's a ma'isa that's awesome, but here we're saying the hanah is like a ma'isa, but be'etzim you need a ma'isa. Now, truth of the matter is, Reis Engel himself deals with the Taisus. It's not like he missed the Taisus.
What was his attempted answer this time?
What?
What was his type was like answer to this whole thing?
Answer the one whole thing. He just shrugs up the Reis Engel from the Taisus. You see in Taisus.
He doesn't answer for that.
Doesn't answer what?
That Taisus is a problem with him. He doesn't answer Taisus.
He shrugs up the Reis Engel based on this Taisus.
Why can you find the Reis Engel?
And say for asking the Raisa? Simuch Abdallah, I think it is.
What? What's it called?
Ask from the Raisa. Aleph, Sof, Vav, Nun. The Raisa. The disciple is in Kedushin Simon Mem. It means them. I think it's Chabdal. Yudal or Chabdal. But it's the Gael, the Bad Shalom. So, the truth is, Be'er Shalom himself really deals with this, obviously, in Kachavis Vangel and Taisus. No, so he says, though, that even in Taisus, Taisus, when Taisus wants to make a mice out of it, it's not because the Avera requires a mice. Because the Avera is the mice. Taisus has a technical problem that lav she'en be mice, you don't get malchus. In other words, even though the Issa might be that no, yeah? The Issa is that no, yeah? But so I must say there. But anytime, if you're even Issa without a mice, Bayro by Motze. Yeah? A guy has Chametz and Pesach. Yeah? Does he get Malkus for that? Well, Kun Rami does, guys. But anyway. he buys chametz, he does a ma'aseh, he does get chametz. But if he just had chametz before, and he didn't get rid of it, he doesn't get malchus. Why? He didn't do an action. In order to get malchus, you have to do an action. So Tarsus says a piece of angle, and the Chayyim really should come do a guy really Tarsus, and he's better than this type, more modern Tarsus. Tarsus is not discussing the nature of the Isser. Tarsus is discussing that there's a technical problem. In order to get malchus, you need a ma'aseh, you need an action. Tarsus says, Kilu is an action. But Tarsus is not. Tarsus is not changing what the nature of this is. Notice the Oyel will tell you that when the Gemara says, "Yeah, Hanol Tavayu Yichayev for the Hanol, Yichayev for the Hanol," because the nature of this is the Hanol, not the Ma'isa. Like the Ma'isa goes back to the Gemara. But Tarsus is saying, "Okay, that's fine. That's wonderful. The nature of this is the Hanol." But Tarsus, in order to get Malkus, you need the Ma'isa. Where's the Ma'isa? So fine, she's over there, sir. Yeah? But in order to get Malkus, you have to do Ma'aseh. By Yerah, by Matz, you're also over there, sir. You're over there, sir, by Yerah. You're over there, sir, by Yerah. But it's called Avshem Ma'aseh, you don't get Malkus. So where's the Malkus? Where's the Anah? Where's the Ma'aseh that she get Malkus? And that Ma'aseh says, fine, the Torah, by virtue of fact, the Torah refers to her participation in the... This ma'aseh, oisais, the Torah calls it oisais, that tells me the Torah is machshiv, the hana, as a ma'aseh. But not with Gabe the nature of the Isser, only got the technical problem that in order to get malchus, you have to do ma'aseh. That's what Rabbi Yosef Engel explains this ta'aseh. The Torah says it's not a stereotype to Rabbi Yosef Engel at all.
So technically, somebody would have.
What? Also, yeah, if it's no ma'aseh, there's no lav, you ain't like, and also no chatas. That's what he's assuming.
So somebody has another that he has chametz on Pesach, Michael Malkus also.
He what?
I don't know that he has chametz.
Who means another he has chametz?
His wife made a very nice cake.
Yeah, that's not called a no. It's not called a no.
It's such nachas. Why not?
It's not the same thing, but it's not a no.
Well, first of all, the Isser is non duda na.
Who cares if the Isser has anything to do with
that?
The
Nos considered
a Maisa,
get
Malkus.
Some of that has to be physical or just not a Nachas. That's a some of that, that's not physical or not, that's called a Nachas. Tell me, get it.
It's the same sort by Eden.
That what?
That didn't actually
do it,
just said
it to
the Maisa, that's
how I find
it.
Terms considered a Maisa?
That's how I find it. It's the same thing, yeah?
Where's the Maisa? Okay, but Ezaimen, there's an issue, there's a discussion about Ezaimen, Malafshe, and Maisa, so yes. So, fine. Okay, by say. Let's go right to it. How about Kohar Rishon? How much walking? Shtei Paras, Shis Rabbi. Rachas Rusa, Rachas Malachas. Pot malachas ruza pot ptura ruza malachas chayavis. So the one that's lying there kicks the other one. It's chayav. The one that's walking kicks the prone one. Pater. Leim esaylei. How about kharishin? Malchavis achren. Nishba chavis. The Kaira Potter. So the Chavez rams the Kaira's Potter. And Mohammed Baal Kaira, Chayef. Baacha, the Kirvutsa Bamalaches, Dami. Uktani Chayef. Why is this like Kirvutsa Bamalaches? Says Rashi. The Baal Kaira Shalmud have Meshunna. Shein Derech Lafer Shusarabim. So we're comparing the Baal Kaira stopping to the animal that's just lying in the street doing, you know, without any right to do that. It's not, it's called Kol Mashana. It's Kol Mashana. Which we know, why we say that Bata Malech Vutzi Pata, because this is the din of Kol Mashana, Ubarach Vashina Pata. For animal A did something which is Mashana. And so even though the second animal did something also which is Mishunah, but we say it's Pater. we'll see in Taisus, because the first animal caused the second animal to do what it did. That's called Mishana Bach Mishinas Pater. So I'm here also. So what are we saying? You know, there's the Malacha, the reason why Malacha is about the Malacha's Baravutz is Pater is because the first one's Mishana. So the Gemara.
How is that comparable?
One second. The Mamad Bal Kair Chayiv. Why? Because that was, you see that the Ravutz is called Mishana. It's a Mela. Yeah? The Bat Ravutz of the Malacha is Chayiv. In fact, the Gemara, so too in our case, who's the Mishana by our case? Who's the Mishana? The Balkar is Rishon, the Balkhov is Zachar. And the Balkar that stops still says Rashi. He's Mishana. Chain Dech Lofish is Ram. He's only with Lofish. It's not the Derebs. He's being Mishana. Then, and that's why he's Chayiv. So what you see, it's like Revutza Malach is Dami. You see that the Revutza that kicks the Malach is Chayiv. So too, Kilo, that's why the Balkar is Chayiv. For the damage done to the chutz. In fact, Gemara v'tizbra, ha siyaya bai. This din, this chelg of Rish Lakish. Yeah, there's two parts of Rish Lakish. One of the malachis is part, and one of the revutz is chayiv. That the revutz is chayiv, that's a chiddush. That the revutz kicks the malachis, that's a chiddush. That's a chiddush of Rish Lakish. That chayiv. You need raya. You need raya to that. That's partially chayiv. Stop. Mechtei zinat. Why should you? The roots kicks the malach. Why should you be chayiv? And now loy mistayeya, loy mistayeya. It's not enough. Loy mistayeya, loy mistayeya. Al if I care, machshinami kasha. Adrav, the mission have a kasha on the shlokish. The grash mesnitzu shlokish. Don't bother. Revet says chayiv. So now, ik chiddush of shlokish is it the revet that malachas kicks the revet says. He's butter. That's the chiddush of Rish Lakish. Shout out to you. That's why I learned about it. A time of the butter. Ahuska meila butter. Rish Lakish says the malachas kicks the ravutza. It's butter. But what if the sure. Maleches was bumped into the Ravutza and gets hurt? It's Pater. There's only right, Huzga Mela, Maleches Ravutza, Patura. So in Rish Lakish it's Meduyik to say that if the Maleches bumps into the Ravutza, you're Pater. The only time you're Chayiv is if the malachas, if the revutza kicks the malachas, the revutza kicks the malachas, yichayiv. It's vice tois that the malachas bumps into the revutza, yipater. Our Mishnah says the Mishnah the meiluk tani chayiv. The Mishnah says if the balkaira stops and the chavis bumps into the kaira, Mishnah says the balkaira is chayiv. So the comparison to the Mishnah would be, the parallel case to the Mishnah would be, the Malech is bumping into the Ravutza, and according to the Mishnah, just like the Balkaira who stopped is Chayiv, so too, the animal that stopped, that's Ravutza, should also be Chayiv, even for the Hezek that happens in Mamela. That's the Gemara's Kasha. And for the Gemara, the Paschal Orcha Geshilda. The Paschal Orcha Geshilda. The Rav of Bechad Gisa, Yibar Leschu Yiminach Gisa. Over here, in the case of the Mishnah, the beam covered the whole street. So Meila, that's why the Baal beam is Chayiv. Shaken. In the case of the Para, the Para is not across the whole street. So Meila is a Taina that the Para, the Malacha, should have walked around. Should have walked around. That's why if he gets hurt, if the second half bumps in the first one, he gets hurt, the din is that the revutz is potter.
Look, Rashi. But since the pasuk kukara l'orcha, the shoulder shayru rasha l'roich v'der hilka chafil l'meila chayev shein derech l'bal chavis lintas. So therefore, his pot.
What is lintas?
Never is chay to turn away to walk around. Is it? It's covering the whole street. They may have to go out. They're not going to do. The screw be the so he'll come time the bot mela pot. So that's the Gemara. Because Gemara El Seif Masnisin Masai Leilu Shlokish Nitani Hoi Baal Chavis Rishay Baal Kar Achay Nishbu Chavis Bukaira Chayiv Rimamad Baal Chavis Potter Vahacha Kmalechaz Vavutsu Dami Muktani Potter. So what do we want from this case? Zekrash. Masnisin the kamasku maski baal kaira ki urche venkan shinoy hilkoch potter amaleches shabata bervuza shinsa is darga veimbo the chayabes. What is going on? So what's my right? What do we want to write from the Sefer? What does Mishnah say? Mishnah says, "Hoi baal chavis rishon, baal kair achron, nish chavis b'kair chayim, and amad baal kair potter." So what do we see from here? This is like the case of maleches merevutza, and it says you're a potter. So we see this is the right Rish Lakish. What was the Chiddush of Rish Lakish? That the Malachas kicks the Revutza, his potter. So we see from the Mishnah that the Baal Chavis stopped, the Baal Kair rammed him. So we see that he's potter. So even though the Baal Kair rammed the Chavis, he's potter. But the Gemara. So it's right, Rish Lakish. Gemara, no, Masnisin, the Chiorcha Kamaski. In the Mishnah, it says Rashi is going regular. He's not Enkan Shinoi, Rashi says. Therefore, he's Potter. But the Malachas of Shabbat, Bervutza, Shinsa, is Darka, Vemon Nechayet. Why? We tell him, even though you have a Shus to walk on me, the Gemara says, and this is a very important lashon of the Gemara. And even though the Gemara is saying that the Malachas has a right to walk on top of the Revutza, but not to kick it. The Mela, it's not a raya for the Mishnah, because the Mishnah it was daima to the case of the animal walking, the Malachas walking on the Revutza, and not daima to the case of the Malachas kicking the Revutza. Because kicking the Revutza is a shinoi. So that you don't see from the Mishnah that the second one has a right to be Mishana. Right, Mishana. If second was Mishana, it's Potter. All you see is by Orche, it's Potter. So that's when we run a riot from the Mishnah to the Chiddush of Rish Lakish. Now, and if anything, Lagabe the Diuk of Rish Lakish, which is that if the Malachas gets hurt by bumping into the Revutza, that was Diuk of Rish Lakish. That the Rish Lakish will hold your potter. And that, we have arrived in the Mishnah, not like that. Now, the Talmud of Ben Tam has a question over here, which is interesting. The Ulach Rain to bring this down to the Cheshik Shleim over here. Really asked this question, B'Shem, who again? Someone, some rabbi. Brings it down from Rabbi Yankiv Barit. Mary Rabbeinu Rav HaGoyin HaChochem HaKayil. Sounds like he's a pretty big guy. That When the Gemara asks Akasha, what did the Gemara ask? The Gemara says that for the Mishnah we have a raya against Rish Lakish. Chaim of the Bata, a huskum of Mela Potter. The Gemara is a medayak in Rish Lakish, a huskum of Mela Potter. The Mishnah is Mashma, the even Mela, the Mishnah of Mela, and says Yechayiv. So now, the question is, Haray, the dig that you're making a dig in Rish Lakish, and Rish Lakish holds that time the bata, huskum mele pater. Now you have a kasha for the Mishnah. So the case of Rish Lakish, lechayra, there's a patur. What's the mazik over the bar? Now, huzak in the animal, that's called bar. One second. Huzak in the animal, if the malach is huzak in the revutza, that's what mazik is that? Bar. Right? So, correct this Rabbi Yaakov Barit, the lechayra.
The malachis
is the revutza. The malachis is huzak revutza. It bumps into revutza.
It's bar.
What else is it? The root is lying there, prone, not doing anything.
Yeah, and he kicks it.
No, he bumps into it. And he gets hurt.
One case of male
is bar. So frack the kasha, what do you mean? Look how we know, ish bar, leishar bar. So maybe that's why you potter. Ish bar, leishar bar. That the what are we saying? The revutza is a chayra. Who did the kriyas habar? The animal. What? So that's the question. So it's interesting. Rabbah Ber at the end of Siman Tes Zayin, he tried to answer this question. It's not going to be bonus. He tried to answer this question. Apparently, this was like the kasha that everyone talked about. He wanted to say, "Tzitzi loyman, da'idei the chashuva mishana shervutz v'shirabim yilodin shor." He wanted to say that maybe, I'm not sure why, the fact that it was mishana, yeah, the revutz is mishana, so therefore it's considered shor, not bar.
Passive.
What?
It's passive.
You mean bar, not
shor? Shor, not
bar. It's passive. Why is
it? You want to say that it's shor? He said, I'm not sure. He says that Ayidei the Chashuv and Mishana, Sharavutz Vishrabim, Yiladin shor.
What? Mean
the head of
the shor,
it would be considered a hezek of shor, even though it's passive.
So when would you have a case of we could apply Ishbar Vlay Sharbar where the shor wouldn't be Mishana?
The dug.
So one second, what?
Where would we have a case
of what?
Ishbar Vlay Sharbar where the shor is not Mishana?
I don't know, they would dug a hole.
That's Mishana.
Why?
That's Mishana.
I don't know. I'm not sure. One second. I don't know why it's shor. Chaim says though.
What
just that? The right side. The ish shor, v'loy shor shor. We had David's drasha. Ish bar v'loy bar bar. Right. Chaim says.
Ish what? No.
Ish shor v'loy shor shor.
Ish shor.
The shor. Is creating the shor by being mishana. So he's creating the shor. The huh? Ishav l'shar shor. Oh, so anyway, b'luchayr the simple teretz by side. The simple teretz. I think maybe Ben is saying his teretz.
Told to sit together.
If that's you make an akinta though.
You're so the person made a shower bar?
I'm presuming someone took the cows for a shizorabin. So I'm presuming someone beat up somebody, sat it down.
solves all the problems.
It says Ravusa, doesn't it say Shtei Paris. One's Ravusa, one's Malacha.
What?
Hey, how can Paris get that?
Is it normal for a cow to just
crouch down on the street? I don't know. I haven't been a cowboy in a long time. Okay. The Talmud Bar Tam says like this.
Who's not going to suffer?
The Talmud and Tam is Betzim asking this question as well. This question everyone talks about. He really asked L'shayach l'mei m'hacha Ish bar v'leishar bar Shazehu bar shaloi Shaloi shomar behemtoi V'nezika V'hava kamoi avnoi v'sakinoi. Aber hech dene behem atzma mazek es mi gufa el meviya takala v'nizukim ba v'nezaykim ba ze ish bar v'leishar bar. So the difference is, the difference is, if a shar brings, if a shar takes your amnesi masai and puts it in the middle of the street, that's ish bar play shar bar. Where the shar dug a bar, but over here, where the shar is itself the bar, the shar is the bar. It's not the shar dug a bar. The shar is the bar. If the shar is the bar, says Talmud Bar Tam, and it's because of your pshia, not because you sat it down, but saif kosaif, you have a chiv to wash your shar, yeah, and you're responsible for your shar to sit down in the middle of the street, right? It's your job to make sure your shar doesn't sit itself down in the middle of the street, and if you didn't, so that means your pesheya, it's considered your kriyas habar. In other words, ish bar v'leishar is when it's an outside thing, and the shar is the one that digs the bar. But over here, the shar is itself the bar, and you pesheya in the shar becoming a bar. That's your chiyuv. That's semela. Mela, he says the whole question doesn't really start. It's not the shor is digging a bar; the shor is becoming a bar. The shor is becoming a bar because of your pshia. So that's your responsibility.
Mm-hmm. You say that it's shoulder over its body, no?
What?
It has a shlita over its body.
Who?
The shor.
No, so say it, but you're responsible to make sure your shor doesn't. What? Wait, you ask Mechal, why is it bar? No. First of all, Megeis is only doing when the person is standing up, not when he's lying down. Forget it. The whole Megeis is being Mechal between the Kadarim when the guy is lying flat and when he's standing up. It's only when he's standing up.
If the guy sat himself down, he wouldn't be a bar.
What?
It wouldn't be a bar if he sat down. He showed over his body. It's only because he fell out carefully.
If a guy is tanning in the middle of the street?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Not a bar.
He's not a bar? It's only when he fell. Huh? It's only when he fell, you mean?
Yeah, that's what you're saying. He's not showing over his body at that moment.
A cow doesn't have dust.
A cow can't be showing over its own body.
So I see the
body.
Feet stretched back. Wait, so you're asking the assumption of the question that the mazik is al zbar. You're questioning that. How? What are you saying? According to Yosef, what should always be shar? It's always be just like it's Adam over there. It should be shar over here.
One second.
And if it's shar, he's saying the whole question doesn't start. Because he's saying that's like a baruch bear, but without his svar of al tzmashana, he's saying it's not much to be a shor. Al tzvar mek yosef, he's saying maybe it should be a shor.
It's not
that's a good question.
It's not regular. It's not clean.
Look, so just like we say the adam, the mek yosef, the adam that is also being mazik passive, right? But he's been doing it as an adam, right?
One second.
Still, the mek yosef said he's chayav as adam. He knows passive, right? So. So which?
Adam doesn't need a category. Adam
is Adam.
So maybe it'll be a Biskarov's generic mazik.
But then who cares what you saw?
Why? Thank you very much. It's not, as long as it's not bar, as long as
think of this case. If it's a general mazik.
You jumped too quickly, I think, without thinking it through. Do me a favor. Think.
The brisket of a general mazik.
Think. Right. Now.
Why are we just sort of just about my.
What?
What? Why are we just sort of about my skimma
said? And what?
Because the bow was a shea and shopper. So it is the curious about the silence.
No, but it's a pshia, though. It's different. In our case, you knew. We're not saying he necessarily knew. It's a pshia.
He's next to his cow.
Who says next to his cow?
What's
his cow? Kashma Yisrael. I don't know if he's on or he isn't. He already decided he laid it down. Yeah, I don't know.
He was saying if he's watching his cow, he didn't know that one brother escaped into the thing and did it with cuff or all of that. How do you think he's a kid? He didn't know. Chipping off of it. The whole thing of Amos and Yeshua, you didn't know his cow put it there, so we say Yeshua can't make a bar. And as long as you didn't know that was happening, it's a risk for a general mazik. So Yeshua can't make a bar. If he knew, then he's
right, sure.
If he knew Yeshua put it there.
If you knew Yeshua dug a bar, ish bar vle Yeshua bar. If you knew Yeshua did it.
If you knew Yeshua dug a bar, you're still
possible.
No, what?
If you knew Yeshua dug a bar and watched it do it, you're possible still? Because ish bar vle Yeshua bar?
That's
what I was saying. It's a good point you're making. I was bothered by it. I think Zen had a say. Let's go by it now.
Maybe in this case.
Let's go by it. Now, Taisus. The Rama Kishulda. In time, I belay the Chedar and Mechayim Leel Kishnis Kol Shein Brishon. By many by the Skuli the Chisa. Pas Lemay Kishulda. The Mechmin Pas Kishulda El Bahi. The in Machmas Rishonah for Kukulo. The Gemara first at the end of the Gemara before case of the Kedar one the pile up over there. Then we say the Gemara comes on to Geshilda when we say the first one everyone tripped on the first one. Vaistais the Resha when one falls on the other one. Then we don't say it's Geshilda, so it's not Geshilda. So why do we say that they should walk around? Guys. On the floor, he doesn't see him. Merely trips off him. The Muslim lay by the school be the chisa. Shein gam animal. The animal is. This is very close before. His head is down. You know, he asks, right? The eyes are still on the front. Whatever. But the point is, he sees more of what's going on the ground, and therefore he should walk around.
He
by the school be the chisa. Taisus. Right there. What?
What's a story to say that because we don't in that Gemara he says El Dikehimah was the Machmas Rishon of the Kulam. So why can we say
no? The Gemara Mitzias the case of Gemara only came out the Geshilda in the last case in the Mishnah when everyone tripped over the first guy. It's Geshilda. It's Mashma. Until now, all the cases previously is not Geshilda. That's all. Just trying to show that it's not Geshilda.
How does he?
Because the Gemara only if in the Reish he had to come on to Geshilda because otherwise the kind of time he should have walked around. So the Gemara should have asked the Kasha and said something like Geshilda. If we only came on to Geshilda because we had a side problem with the Chachlim's problem, how do we all fall in the first guy? It's my said until now it's not Geshilda. Otherwise the Gemara would have said that. He burned the school be the Kisa. Shleitei Nizak. Therefore we say, Nachma, what is going on? Masis the Melech, Masis the Swimmer answers, Masis the Pasuk Lorch Geshilda. Over here, it should have gone around. And that's why, if it was Huzak, you're Potter, because I could have avoided it. Fekhtais is in time out. Hafil lahazik isle rishus v'skuya Allah. At the end of the Gemara said that the way we could argue on Rish Lakish, which actually Rabbah on the Chavdal Rebbeis does argue on Rish Lakish, and we say that Bata maleches berevutza, what's the din? Yechayin. Why? Because even though you have rishus to walk on him, you don't have rishus to kick him. But state in the Gemara, you have rishus to walk on him, though.
That Gemara says that for sure. You have just to walk on him. Shaila is the kicking. Rishoka says that you impart to be kicking, but the walk in the Gemara says Islay Rishus Nihi the Islach Rishus Liskuya Elai. You have right to step on me, but you don't have right to kick me. But you have right to step on me. You have right to step on me. So then, why are we saying you shouldn't be clear to walk around? How can the Gemara say he should have walked around? Therefore. The Baal, the Ravutz is Potter, and the Hozak. What do you mean? It's not everybody that walk around. Adarabba, it says, Lislach Rishos, Heter, Rishos, to walk on me. So you're not going to walk around. What's going on? Zephyrtaisvis. Oh, Amphitaisvis. Yeshloim, we shouldn't have a regular, which is Rabba. So what's the shaka taritaisis? What's the answer? Is it p'tor of regular b'shus rabbi? How's the answer to kasha? The Gemara says, yeah, the Gemara says it's a chushus l'sguela. What's the shaka taritaisis? Simple pshat. So the question and answer Taisus is as follows. Taisus' question understood that when the Gemara says, Islach Rishus L'skuya Elai, the Gemara is saying it's mutter. There's a reason why, if let's say the Malach has trampled the Revutza, why is he potter if he trampled him? Because he has a right to walk. He has a right to walk in the street, even though there's something in his way. It's mutter. It's a heter. And that's Moshna Gemara. Gemara says, Islach Rishus, Lizguya. You're allowed to walk. So if you're allowed to walk, yeah, I mean, even in Moshna, even if the owner was there, and he sees an animal just walking into a merry way and trampling this poor cow that's sitting there on the floor, yeah, he would not be able to stop him. Islach Rishus, he's right to walk. You're not mechuyev to walk around. He's right to walk. How can you tell me that the huzak, yeah, is potter? Why? Because he should have walked around. But it's not true. He's allowed to walk straight. So if he's allowed to walk straight, then he's huzak. He should be chayev. He's allowed to. The whole terrace. Why you telling me he should have walked around? But it's not true. He doesn't have to walk around. And for Taisvis, when the Gemara says Islach Rishus L'skuya Elai, the Gemara is saying that if you damage me while you walk on me, you're potter. But not because it's mutter. And why are you potter? Because Regel B'shus Rabbah. Is Regel B'shus Rabbah mutter?
No.
Is it mutter if you see your animal about to trample a kli in the street? You want to just sit back, okay, Regel B'shus Rabbah is my potter. So Taisus, the Gemara doesn't mean to say that it's mutter. The Gemara means to say that you're potter. The Meila still is as far as you to walk around. But the Ebre, if you damage, you're potter. That's Rebbe Moshe's Rabbin. But not that there's a heter. So Meila, the Gabi Huzak, you can still say that you're potter. So Taisus is weiter. But, and what happens? The Firish Lakish, right? The Firish Lakish was saying that even if he kicks him, the Malachas kicks the Ravutzi's potter. Why is that? Because Kol Mashana Bach Veshina potter. Now, I'm not sure what Taisus wanted with that. One second.
His beat is not ready.
It is
probably
told of Karen. No, but the Chaira, this day you potter, Taisus would not have had a Havimina the Chaira, unless maybe Taisus did, that when the Fuhrish Lakish bought the Malechas Vervutz's potter, Taisus had a Havimina that it's mutter for the Malechas to keep the Vervutz up.
Yeah.
Taisus had a Havimina, it's mutter, and the answer is to call Mashana. What?
It seems like that
Bolinger Shabbos,
it seems to be
meant
to
take the other. No, not necessarily. It's Potter. It says if Potter, Vutzim, Alechis, Potter. There's no, the Gemara says, Islach Rishus L'skuya Elai.
That's what Marzis Mutters. Tais had a problem. I'm not quite sure what Tais' problem was in the case of Bader Malachas Beravutza, that if you're Shlok as your partner, Tais has this answer. Oh, there's what's called Mashana. So maybe that's not going to explain. Was bothered with that halach to say why Huzak is potter because he should have walked around. May go hug off him as if he's there. So as he says, the reason why he potter is called Mashana. And Mela, it's not, but by Huzak, still you potter because still the smart you should have walked around. Now, Peshua's Meir and Taisvis, that why does Taisvis need the first Svara? Once Taisvis says the second Svara, that even if you kick it, this didn't call him Mishana, so that could explain. Taisvis called Mishana, we're going to Mishlokish, yeah? And when Taisus comes to explain why is it that when the Maleches tramples the Ravutza, that he's potter. So he says, because you're Mishrab. When it comes to explain why if he kicks the Ravutza, he's potter, Taisus has come on call Mashana. Obviously, Reg Mishram is not going to be p'tur. Question is the other way. Once you have to swear that even if he kicks him, he's potter. So how close can he walks on him? Tosfos explains two scenarios. In both cases, the Malachas is potter. There's one scenario where he tramples him. There's another scenario where he kicks him.
No, either way.
Tosfos says, why would he trample him? He's potter. That's Shane Reg Mishram. Why is he potter if he kicks him? Call Mishana. What? So, one thing, the Beishu asks, once we have this Svarah called Mashana, then why does Taisus have to bring in Shev Rag B'Shurab? If called Mashana pat him when he kicks him, then Chayra Kolshkein when he tramples him. There's David.
Kicking is a Svarah.
One second, what? He doesn't answer. He says exactly, he says that Taisus doesn't need it.
Where does he get
it? But there is a Taisus, David says Taisus.
Where does he get that Kolshkein?
What?
Where does he get that?
The whole sugya is before like that. That tastes anyway. All right. What does the Shulchan say? The Ravutza kicks the Malachas. It's high. The Malachas kicks the Ravutza. He's part of why? Because he was Mishana, and the other guy is Mishana. That's the whole din of Shulchan is assuming that the Ravutza is Mishana.
Can you say that? I got it.
Say it. Well, I'll tell you whether you can say it or not. I won't be shy. I'll tell you.
Saying walking on it is Mishana.
So then, if
it walks on it, and then the
Ravutza
kicks it,
maybe
it will be
Patek, because that's Kamishana. Wait, he didn't walk in it. The Ravutza doesn't mean he walked on him. Ravutza Mishana was when he kicked him, stam. He walked by him, he kicked him. I don't know. So, Zakhdaki David, Achapash the Svara. He says, the side of the tour, this is Batsmi seen Taisis later, next Taisis, the side of tour called Mashana is that when cow A did something strange which caused cow B to do something strange, okay, then we say there's a tour of Kol Mashana Bacha Mashina is Pata. But Kol Mashana, the tour of Kol Mashana is only when it did something Mashana, right? Even though it's counterintuitive, right? But when all the second one did was walk on it, that wasn't because it did something strange. Yeah? You could say it did something strange. It's lying in the street. That's what made the other one crazy. Made it kick it. Yeah, it's just like, but that it walked on it. That's not midin. That could be midin kol mashana. Kol mashana is only bacha b'shina.
Not that it's a chiddush that even Baruch Mashina. The whole thing called Mashana is Baruch Mashina. Because he did something crazy that made him do something crazy. But when he did the normal thing, then there's no Pter called Mashana. This is it says the only Pter could be Yal Tzarek Vashasram.
She got a problem.
But he could have gone around and then walked in.